During that midweek lull, we also asked listeners to let us know what kind of coverage they wanted to see in the absence of new information, and many responded. We spoke to three of them. Alex Hoffman, a 41-year-old education researcher from New Haven, Connecticut, Kat Danielson, a 28-year-old theater technician from Milwaukee, and Roland Duma, a 62-year-old psychologist from San Mateo, California. Roland explained what he wanted to hear from TV anchors when the news flow slows.
Say what they know, say what they don't know. If there's unconfirmed rumors, say those are rumors, they're not confirmed, and then either repeat it and don't expand or go back to your regular programming. After they've exhausted their information, they keep talking. And when they keep talking, the best they can do is add no value. The worst they can do is feed emotion, prejudice. When they run out of data, they just fill it with blather.
Alex, you wrote very directly what it was you don't want to see.
I don't want the appeal to emotion, the grabbing for emotional community and connection through this mass media.
Why not?
I think that that role is largely being filled by social media. I'm looking for things that I can't get from my friends. These major media outlets, they should be curating information. They should be finding experts, people who know more than we do, who have better perspective than we do. Making me feel more emotional doesn't help me to make sense of any of these kinds of mass disasters.
Kat Danielson, what do you think of what Alex just said?
The intent of a bomber is to create a negative emotional response. Focusing on that negative really just gives them what they want. I would really prefer to see the good that everybody is doing and how much we have the capability to prevail over something like this.
I'm not saying that that shouldn't be covered, but I wouldn't want to put a filter on coverage that only gives us the positive and uplifting.
That's not what I'm looking for. I want to know what happened. I want to understand what happened, but I don't want to hear basically what I consider horror mongering. If you need it to fill the air, what I would like to see once you're done with all of the facts is stories of how people can help and how people are changing things for the better.
Can I ask you guys what you have been watching so far this week? We're speaking on Thursday.
Well, we're all NPR junkies, right?
So are most of your complaints then directed to what you heard on public radio, if that's where you stayed tuned?
No, CNN is the biggest offender.
Roland.
I accidentally clicked on CNN and they had all of these clips, and that's where I got the wild speculation. And I realized that it's news spam, in that the link or the station that says we know five things is going to get more listeners or viewers than the one that says we know two things.
I've got to say that a lot of my comments are coming from my using the NPR News app to listen to the WBUR feed, not just CNN. The criticisms that I have voiced in this conversation apply to WBUR as well.
I was actually at a family member's house, and they had on CNN. They just kept showing the same clips over and over again, and it was always the most horrifying clip. I've seen it a good 10 times in the 30 minutes that we were watching before we turned it off in disgust.
In the evening, I turn on my news, and I see my local San Francisco station had put a talking head and a cameraman on a plane to go to Boston to stand out in the location and basically read the cue cards left by the national reporters, you know, just to show that there's a local presence there. I was just furious that they're spending their money and wasting my attention to add zero information.
I'm suspecting that maybe the three of you are in a little bit of denial about the need to connect with a national community when this kind of thing takes place. Am I totally off base there?
Yeah,
you're off base.
Off base.
You're way off base.
Many thanks to listeners Alex Hoffman, Kat Danielson, and Roland Dumas.